When blues man Patrick Sweeney plays jazz up front tomorrow night, he'll be sporting a new release and a new recording he says gave him goosebumps during the recording process. GLT's John Norton has more.
The album is called I Want to Tell You. It was his debut album back in 1999. This is Blues All the Time.
I went to all night party.
His most recent new recording is last year's Ancient Noise. And as you can hear, it's a more plugged-in affair, more kin to the Black Keys than Robert Johnson. Sweeney says he recorded it at the fabled Sam Phillips Recording Studio in Memphis, which is not to be confused with Sun Records Recording Studio, where Phillips recorded Elvis Presley, Howlin' Wolf, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and many other people we now call legends.
He never owned the building at Sun. So he had always rented it, and he wanted to build his facility. So, and he used the cash from selling Elvis's contract as collateral for $1 million loan in 1958 to build. And it's two blocks away, like from the roof of Sam Phillips Recording, you can see Sun.
Okay, Patrick, it wasn't the original Sun Studios where a lot of these guys recorded these classic, 45s, but when you're recording in there, do you still feel those ghosts that Sam Phillips recorded?
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of those Sun 45s, but like all the Charlie Rich stuff was recorded there. There was Jerry Lee stuff recorded there, Fats Domino, Wooly Bully was cut there. And I have done sessions at Sun. In fact, we taped a PBS special there with my band a few years prior to that, which is what led to the relationship between me and Matt Ross Spang, who produced and engineered that the Ancient Noise record.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of the greatest environments to perform music in that I've ever encountered. I mean, every bit of it, I mean, the vibe is, it's like Sun Records times 100.
Well, I was in Memphis a couple of years ago in January, and I went through Stax, the museum now.
Oh, beautiful.
And
museum.
Once I got into the studio, especially where they did the studio, I was not prepared to be moved like that. I was just all by myself, and I was like, I got emotional just thinking about everything that happened there.
That's a very normal human reaction. It's a very emotional place when you think about all the artists of all that world-changing music. They poured everything they had onto those performances, onto tape in that very room, and I'm a pretty down-to-earth guy, but like, that energy doesn't go away. We're just talking about Newton's law here. It can't be created, energy can't be created or destroyed. I was having so much fun just looking at all this, nerding out, thinking, oh my god, they were here. And then you get up to the Otis part, and they have that section of the plane, and you see all them.
Yeah.
Them kids are saying, go into the water, 17 years old. So, yeah, the Stax thing is, the museum is, it's heavy.
When you lose control, man, gotta get the help you can use. How to trust them.
Listening to a song from the Ancient Noise album by our guest Patrick Sweeney here on GLT Sound Ideas. His newest album is a re-release of his 1999 album, I Want to Tell You. Let's go back to the idea of Sun. Back in the 50s, late 40s through the early, maybe mid-1950s, when Sam Phillips was recording Elvis and Howlin' Wolf and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis, James Cotton, and all of these people. These were guys he literally plucked off the street, or they literally just walked in. And he gave him a shot. Now, in today's world, Patrick, is there a parallel? Is there something similar to, maybe a home studio, and you've got the internet to distribute? Is there any parallel to that?
I don't think so. Because we're just talking about a completely different planet. What Sam Phillips built didn't exist prior to him doing it. His principles of of capturing something that's exciting and raw, his phrase is a perfect imperfection.
Well, I get you're saying, because he loved the fact that somebody maybe messed up and it was just part of what they were. Where do you stand on that personally? Because you've been doing this now for over 20 years. Are you a perfectionist?
I'm a big fan, not necessarily by design.
Okay. So if you mess up in the studio, it's let's do it again or what?
Well, I mean, you always try, you know, to play your best and to do your best. And sometimes that next take is the one. But I mean, that's something, you know, when the people I work with, I'm like, you've got to treat every take like it's the one. You know, the way I like to record, I like the band in the room. I like to be singing live in there, you know, with the big enough. And that's the nice thing about Phillips is like we could do it right in there off the floor and try to get as much as you can happening right, you know, in real time.
The song comes from the album Ancient Now. It's the newest recording from our guest, Patrick Sweeney. This is GLT's Sound Ideas. Now, Patrick, this isn't your most recent release because, as we said earlier, you just put out your debut album from 1999, which is an unplugged affair. But hearing Ancient Now, boy, it makes sense that you are a fan, at least I hear, a fan of the great Alligator Records recording artist Hound Dog Taylor.
Oh, my God. The reason I put a band together was because of Hound Dog Taylor. And it was back in the very early 2000s. I was also playing local gigs around Ohio and subbing guitar, you know, playing guitar for a blues band or two, and then trying to do my own trio. And I just loved the sound of those Hound Dog Taylor records. But, you know, a lot of the bass players, I knew everyone's trying to play five strings. Those started to get hit. And all this kind of like modern, like kind of sounds, I'm just like, man, this does not sound as good. My trio was playing our regular Monday night residency. A friend of mine, a guy named Mike Lenz from Ohio, was like, hey, I got this kid I'm giving lessons to. He's real into Hound Dog Taylor too. You guys should hang out. You should have him sit in or something. I'm like, well, man, yeah, have him come out to the gig and introduce himself. And so I think it's like around 2000 or so, maybe a little after, the Dan Arbach came and sat in. And then he knew all the Brewer Phillips parts. And I knew all the Hound Dog Taylor parts, and Brewer Phillips was the second guitar player in Hound Dog Taylor's House Rockers. And they did two guitars and drums, and Brewer would just turn the bass up all the way on his amplifier and play in the lower register, and Hound Dog would play the upper register. And then they would switch.
Well, Patrick, I should interject here that Dan Arbach is the force, at least half of the force, behind the Black Keys. And now he is an in-demand producer. He's probably produced hundreds of albums. All right, go ahead.
So eventually our bass player quit, and then Dan joined the band for a little while. And we were doing that two guitars and drums thing. And so yeah, I'm a huge fan of the energy of, you know, I was always an Elmore James fan, and Hound Dog Taylor is definitely a, you know, in line with that sort of what slide guitar sound, electric slide sound that Elmore sort of pioneered.
Bluesman Patrick Sweeney plays jazz up front tomorrow night. He spoke with GLT's John Norton. Bloomington's Matthew Curry is also on the bill. Discover other local music and hear from artists playing in central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app.